Yeah, well, look, we do have a climate change crisis. We all have our part to play in that. But I feel a climate change tax, when there's a very obvious cost of living crisis there at the moment, is not a fair way of kind of, it's like a stick nearly to beat people with, as opposed to giving them an option or a carrot to kind of make the changes that we need. And it really affects rural Ireland. I mean, you mentioned there about, you know, the cost of fuel, the cost of heating. These aren't luxuries in anywhere, but especially in rural Ireland. We have to drive to go to work, you know, whatever distance that may be. Now, that currently, that's what we have to do. You know, we need to heat our homes. We need to do all the other things that you mentioned. I mean, by taxing these, it's both disproportionate and it's regressive. It's disproportionate in that it affects people in rural Ireland more in the pocket, and then it's regressive in that it affects people with less money because it takes more money out of an already dwindling pot. Like, I mean, we need more positive kind of, as I mentioned, carrot, not a stick kind of options. We need better rural transport. That's a massive thing. I see how rural local link has really taken off, and we need more options there for people and more regular services. Fully retrofit programs. Lots of people with money are able to put up solar panels, but there are lots of people, and I'm not just saying solar panels, but are able to, you know, keep their house in such a way that they're able to produce electricity, they're able to heat their house, but it's just too cost. It's not cost effective to be able to go and do that. We need incentives and we don't need penalties. That's the key thing here. And I mean, obviously we do have a responsibility towards addressing climate change, but sometimes when you keep loading on a tax and you keep penalizing people, it actually pushes them away from supporting climate action. And they're like, no, why would I carry that on? And you kind of get that. Now, we do have to address it, but we need more, I guess, government policies that reflect the fact that we're all in it together and that we have a responsibility both locally in our communities, nationally as a country, and it's global. Like, climate change doesn't just stop at the Irish borders. It's a global thing, so it's all connected. And we need to take that into account as well.
You'd be very much advocating a more carrot, less stick approach. But at the end of the day, if these levies, these carbon levies that have been imposed, are very lucrative for the government, it's going to be difficult to see them changing tact on this.
But sure, like, lucrative versus, like, let's look at what it's about. The climate change crisis, or tax, shall I say, is to move away from using fossil fuels. That needs to be incentivized. It's not a lucrative tax creating fund money here. Like, we already know from the Apple tax and all the money that was, you know, available, like, we're in a good place financially. That money should be used towards, as I say, incentivizing people. This is not a tax gathering enterprise, you know, I mean, to make more roads or whatever, you know, for our schools. That's separate. This is because we're trying to deal with a climate crisis. So, I mean, it's not about being lucrative. And we have to think of future generations. I'm talking about 100, 200 years down the line when we're all gone. We're making these changes for them. They're going to bear the brunt of the climate change. And that's what's important here. But to say that it's a tax creation, I mean, I would agree, you know, just to create money, I would completely disagree with that thought process.